Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
I don't need no help undressing, you know. You're lonely, get in my way. I've been waiting all day, this is destiny now. To have you laying in my bed, oh girl. I'm gonna start real low, low and bring it high. Baby, scratch and bite on me. You can have all that I got, but it's on you. You won't have much left to do.
Just saying, hey,
welcome to another edition of Wet Wet Wednesday Hump Day Music, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. We're going to play some music to get y'all in the mood. Let's see, we got entertainment news, we got sexual conversation around here, and tonight we're going to talk about, but before I get into that, how rude of me, how do I not introduce the lady of the hour? What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How are you doing tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. It's going good over here in this neighborhood. Yes.
Okay. You got your little innocent girl face on tonight. Okay. That's kind of sexy in a way. You dig? That's another thing we're going to talk about, voices. I mean, do you got a sexy voice? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you know when your other person talks to you in that voice, in that vibration of a voice, you know it's going down, whether it's right away or later on. You dig? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that. Let's see. We're going to talk about, do ladies still ask men out nowadays? Do women still ask men out on dates? That's one part of it. And the second part is, if you do, ladies, if you ask a man out, do you expect him to put out at the end of the night? Hello! That's another thing we're going to talk about. Wet Wet Wednesday. We're still going to play some music to get y'all in the mood. We got the sexy conversation. We got the sexy co-host. The sexy host. And a bunch of sexy listeners. So hopefully it'll jump off tonight. Anything that you know we're going to touch on? Oops, no pun intended. Anything you know that we're going to touch on tonight that is unbelievable?
You kind of like said it all. You know, I'm excited about the topic that you have tonight, and I'm ready to get into it. Yeah.
Okay, my bag. I did too much. My bag. let's see. How should we start it out tonight? You know what? Seeing that it's some lover stuff, let's stick with our lovers. We're going to start with some early splash music tonight. This right here, at one time, I think he was like a guru of R&B because the way that he came, it was such a breath of fresh air when he came out with his first album. I think this one right here is going to get him wet. It's called Lake by the Ocean. It's unbelievable.
Ooh,
it's by Maxwell. Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Lady, sit back and relax. Let's enjoy this song. Be live, y'all.
In the light of the sun, I was safe, I was burned, I was lost. Deep in the storm of a grave, had a bed as a coffin. You were only the one that made me fulfill. Only the thing that made me reveal. My destiny was the forest, beach of a forest. Anything and nothing, it just you, just us. We can wait, we can live for so long. Live in a flame where we'll never burn. No one could ever, ever return. You are the reason I'm on you, reason I love you. You're the thing I need, cause it's just you, just us. Nobody but love.
Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio. Bye, DJ E Monster.
And rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you. Give you some time to prove that I can trust you. Again, I'm gonna kiss up and rub up and fill up, kiss up and rub up and fill up on you all night.
Beyonce on a wet Wednesday. You know how we do it Wednesday night. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. So, all right, Mr. Unbelievable, let's go ahead and, why don't you go ahead and give us a Monstrous Radio weather report. What's it like in the Twin Cities? Hello.
All right. You know, we're getting past this snowstorm, but we are sitting at a nice degrees, at 26 degrees outside. Oh, lovely weather, lovely weather. I do believe we're above our temperatures that we would have for the month of July, but yeah,
January.
We are on track for January. Well, I say July, January, but we're on track to have our heat wave come, so no more frigid cold.
Right, right.
We just got the snow.
You're a little over there in the mood? You're a little over here in the mood. You in July already?
I'm a little,
for real? You got fireworks?
I'm in July already.
Damn,
that's when
Perry.
The heat come out, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the
Let's
summertime.
Go ahead and get into this entertainment news. Let's go ahead and get into this entertainment news, and then we can get into our play some more music, and then we can get into our conversation for the night. So, all right, what are we on? No pun intended. What are we riding out with? No pun intended, but what's the entertainment news for tonight, also known as who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Monstrous Radio Live.
Okay, well, did you see that Russell Simmons is being sued for rape? A lady is claiming, allegedly, that he came over to her house and he sexually assaulted her, and they were good friends, and they were into the same things. They liked the, you know, vegan and all that. So she said it happened a few years ago, and because everybody was speaking out, she just felt like she has a voice, and now she has a voice, and she doesn't have to be afraid to go against this man with the multi-dollar, you know, million-dollar company, and she can finally sue him for $5 million. And a few other ladies have came out along with her stating that they were sexually harassed by Russell Simmons.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying any of that is true. You dig? But I do want to say, I believe that was one of the reasons why he separated himself from his companies, because he said he already knew he had issues. He already knew what was coming. So he separated himself from his companies, you know, so on and so forth. So, but damn, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not being unsympathetic to these women. Don't get me twisted. I'm very sympathetic towards them because that's fucked up. I have mom. Sister, nieces, aunties, and I would never want no shit like that to happen to them. You dig? But I'm just, I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but I'm like, damn, okay, if he really did that to you back then, is it really a threat of power if somebody raped you that you don't say nothing? Especially knowing that they're that popular and out there and you really, you know what I mean? I mean, I would think that they could have enough courage to come out when it happened and not wait. Because I think I seen something about that article. I think you said, like, they became friends afterward. They hung out, all kinds of things. And if that's true, you know, it seems a little strange to me that, you know, I mean, but weird things happen. I don't know. She could have been really that scared. And she's like, I'm not going to say nothing. I can't say nothing. What do I do? He asked me to go hang out and play tennis. Oh, I gotta go. You know what I mean? So on and so forth. But man, I mean, just imagine how bad somebody had scared they had to be in that situation. But okay. But what else we got? I got one. Now I don't have a background story on it. I tried to find it. I really tried to find it. Some of y'all out there, if you know more about the store, please hit us up 424-243-9649, and you got to press 1, do it ASAP. But as you guys know, I really didn't say much about it before. When it first broke, we brought it up, but we didn't talk about it, you know, because we are big Nelly fans around here, and we hoping it wasn't true and all these other things. But apparently, the whole Nelly case, harassment, sexual, I would say it is what it is, rape case, done came back. It's back in the news again. And apparently now this time, you know, because Nelly's coming into town for the Super Bowl, apparently now the lady that this has happened to, she has sued and put a junction on Nelly's junk. That's right. I said it. She put a junction on Nelly's junk, which means he cannot use his junk to illegally assault anyone in the future. I believe until the case is settled or some other shit. But damn, she don't put a wrap on his dick. That, like, I guess he can't use, I mean, how do you put a junction on somebody's junk? Wow. Okay, that's really putting your nuts in the sling. For real? Okay. I mean, I don't got confirmation on it, but we talking about who's bumping who and who's getting fat. I mean, how you feel about it? Have you heard anything?
I haven't, but I don't know legally who would, as a judge, sign off on that, because you cannot go into someone's home and say, oh, did you have sex or did you have sex? And every time he has sex, he get picked up for having sex with somebody. So I don't know who, how would they know, unless they would go to house to house. Did he have sex with you? Did he have sex with you? I mean, that's crazy. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, the cases against the women are just getting bizarre. And you just feel like, how can you take them serious when they do stuff like this? So it'll be interesting to see where this case goes, that she has filed a junction on his junk. And so what, they're going to cut it off if she wins? Like, what? What, is she going to get some money? I mean, there's no win-win situation here, because you don't know what goes down in someone's bedroom. So that's the thing.
I got jokes. I'm not going to do it. I got jokes, because, you know, it is what it is. We're going to play some more music. We're going to come back. I can't deal with this right now. I just can't deal with it. Eric Benet, Tamia, this is Sunshine, the remix. Wet, wet Wednesday. I don't know what to say. It was unbelievable. I don't know what to say. Wow.
Man, that's crazy. Junction on his junk, huh? That should be a line.
Times when I wasn't sure that we were gonna last beyond the sunset, babe. But after years, it's clear we were meant to be. But something's been lost along the way. Remember times we just laughed for no reason at all. Those feelings of anticipation. We've grown accustomed to life without living at all, but something went wrong along the way. Oh, baby,
oh, let me feel, I need to feel that sun.
Gonna do it.
Couples music. Y'all know we talking about that stuff y'all can get butt naked and step to in the front room. You know what I'm talking about. That ooey gooey music. I do have to announce that we do have some more Monster gear in. So, hey, if you guys like our monstrous gear apparel, whether it be a DJ E Monster shirt, a Miss Unbelievable shirt, our Alpha Lion line, whatever it is, hit us up on all social media, or just hit go directly to monsterusradio.com. You can hit our fashion link over there, and you can pick you out something real, real nice. Tonight, we're back over here on our discussion, saying that I couldn't handle that much longer. You dig? How you going to put a junction on somebody's junk? You dig? That's like me suing for coochie
right.
support. Like, baby, we breaking up, but you got to come give me some every Tuesday. You dig?
Exactly.
Every Tuesday night. I'm just saying. So, all right.
Exactly.
Okay, so we got something else in the who's bumping who and who's getting vet.
So the person, I don't have a name, who was first injecting, you know, people in their butts semen and all that. Yes, with the semen. She was like the first.
Wait.
Lady, she was black, and she was in New York, and she was injecting cement in people's butts to get them that bigger, voluptuous look. And she was telling them they were that cellulite stuff that, you know, but she wasn't using the right products. She was using cement, and she got sentenced for using that on several people. Several people went to her. She was like one of the first people who started doing butt injections. Well, she passed away, so she is dead. But her legacy will live on as the butt injector with cement. Yeah. Because remember, that was the big old craze. It started, 2, 3, 4 years ago, where you had to have the big butt, the small waist, the chest. So they went and got their butts injected on the black market. She was like the black market lady, instead of going through the doctor and taking the fat from here to there, to back there. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I remember that. I tried to do that, but they say it don't work on bony back. So I couldn't get no injection. It is what it is. Yeah, I was going to be a twerk a lot stripper. My name is gonna be Slim Jim. So,
step into the Slim Jim. Step into the Slim Jim. Okay, you watch that later.
You did not have to go there.
Okay, okay. What you decide? I mean, you open the door for that. Step into the Slim Jim.
What else we got?
That's
all right. Moving right along. Okay, then. Let's see what else we got. We're going into our topic. That's who's bumping who for this week. People can't get into the double. I'm going to throw in the whole show tonight. So, all right, ladies. This is what we're talking
about.
We're talking about. Y'all still ask men out? Like, for real, do y'all still ask men out? I remember at one point, you know, it was real. What y'all call it, liberal. I don't know, I could be using the wrong words. I went to a fucked up high school. You know, it was real, you know, when y'all was empowering yourselves and y'all said y'all could do whatever a man could do, and it got to a point, you know, where y'all was asking men out, y'all was paying for dates and all that type of shit, and then I think y'all realized how expensive it was and was like, fuck this shit. Y'all players can handle that. But I want to know, y'all ladies still ask men out? I mean, do women ask men out, and is it looked down upon because you asked the man out? How do you feel about it?
It's still liberal. Women still ask men out. Actually, a lot of women are asking for hand in marriage. I think it's pink when I ask a man out is my way of saying I appreciate you and all the dates that you took me out. Now let me just spoil you for a day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you got to be my guy. Like, I'm not going to ask another man that I just met on no date. Like, nah, you're not getting that. You better ask me. But tables have turned. A lot of females are like, I'm going to wait for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm old school. So I'm going to keep it old school. Mm-hmm. I'm not in this new age generation. I'm still that same woman who cook, clean, iron, clean the house, pick up after you, make your bath, you know, make your food, have your bath water ready, you know, pamper you. I'm still that woman. I'm not the new age woman. I said I'll work my butt off. I'm spoil my guy. I'm not the new age where I'm asking you, I'm taking your place. I'm not doing that. I'm asking you to marry me. No, no, no. I know where my place is. My place is not there. That's your place. Mm-hmm. So that's just me. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people who are the new age, and they will ask a man on a date because they're like, I'm not going to let this opportunity pass me by. And if I don't, a closed mouth don't get fed. But I was taught you never chase a man. You don't. You let that man call you. You do that because a man finds a good thing, not a woman. And that's what I stand on. A woman just falls in line and submits. I may have, like, thousands of people hit Miss Unbelievable up and say, you are so wrong. I'm telling you, this is how I was raised. I'm not changing that. It works for me. It may not work for you. Everything is different for some people. You may have, like, that low self-esteem that said, I have to ask because no one would ask me. It's like a whole bunch of variables. But will I do it? And showing my solid, you know, my respect and my honor and my love for you, absolutely. Am I going to be the one that's going to do it constantly? Oh, heck no. No, 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 no. And I'm not even going to, like I said, I'm not asking in the beginning because to me, that's setting yourself up to say, he doesn't have to do anything. I'm doing it all. He just got to sit back and just be lazy. No, not going to happen. Can you be, like, if when y'all dating, to do 50-50? Absolutely. He take a date, you take a date, because that's just, you know, figuring out what each other likes. Like, I'm going to take you where I like. Oh, well, you take me where you like. Oh, I'm going to take you where I like. That's different. But just right off that, nah, I'm not going. What do you think?
Right. Monster. Right. Well, I think from the comments from what the post that I got, I think a lot of women agree with you on that point about, yeah, you might take out your guy or something like that, but you're not going to, like, just go up to some random dude, say, like how men do women, You know what I mean? You're not going to pull down the street, tell them to roll down your window. Hey, Poppy, what's going on? Let me take you out Friday. You know what I mean? Women, I guess y'all just not into that thing. But yeah, like another lady had said, she was like, she's not asking a man out unless he makes her toes curl first. Oops.
Oh, wow.
so she's not taking a man out unless he makes her toes curl first. Yeah, I can feel you on that one. Because, yeah, if he's making your toes curl, you're going to do a lot more than just on your hand. So, all right, let's see. yeah, I mean, from a man's point of view, I mean, I think we kind of see it as women do. And this is why I think people like to be approached. And I could be wrong, you dig, but this is just my view. I think, like, here's a good example. Like, a lot of people like to be known that you want me. You dig? Now, if I come on to you, because this is how I am. Like, I like when women come on to me. I really do. Because that lets me know you like, you're into me. I don't like when I try to holler at you. You act like you don't like me. Now, I'm spitting ism. I say some slick shit in your ear. And all of a sudden, I made you laugh and tricked you, and now you want to go. Nah. To me, you're going to be susceptible to somebody else running off with your ass. Because you really wasn't into me from get-go. I kind of talked you and tricked you, hocus pocus, your ass into liking me. You dig? So, I mean, maybe it could be the same way for women deep down. I mean, I know it's an old school thing, but it also lets you know when somebody comes on to you that they like you. It's not going to guarantee they're going to treat you right. It's not guarantee they're going to be not cheat on your ass. But it guarantees that they like your ass. They like what they see. That's what they into. You dig? So me as a guy, I like it when I know she's into me. I don't want to have to trick you. You dig? Because I know I'll be like, hey, oh, okay, you feeling me? Oh, that's what's up. Okay, I like you too then. Okay, damn, holla at me. What's up? I'm going. You dig? But as far as you sitting over there and I'm sitting over here and I'm finna come up to you and you ain't look at me or know nothing. I'm just like, hi, how you doing? Trying to be smooth, Rico Suave and shit. Nah, James don't bond like that with motherfuckers. You dig? I'm shaking, not stirred on that one. so, you know, but, you know, that's just how I feel about it. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about it out there in computer land. If you're connected with us on social media, you can definitely let us know. Okay. All right, now the second part of the question was, now, if you do ask a man out, ladies, do you expect him to put out? Another question would have to be, before we get to that one, I mean, do you expect him to pay if you ask him out? There was a time when, you know, I used to work at this gas station, right? And this lady came in, whatnot, very nice, attractive lady. I mean, ooh, very nice. She came in. Was like, hi, how you doing? You know, she didn't come on me hard, like, hey, daddy. Nope, she came in, got her dad, came back another day, played her part very well. She played her part very well. You dig? But she ended up asking me, okay, I'll go out with you. Yeah, okay, let's do it. Why, when we went out, why did she expect me to pay for it? Wait, hold up, mama. Hold up. You asked me out. I asked you out. You asked me out. I mean, who was supposed to pay? Who was supposed to pay? Her or me? From your point of view, her. Who was supposed to pay? Her or me?
She asked you. If you're going to take that role and asking someone to go out with you, then you better accept where y'all go, how much it costs, what they going to eat. Make sure you got enough money, because if you're asking, you're buying. Otherwise, set the standard as Dutch. Like, before you go, be like, yo, I'm asking you out, but you know what? Just because I'm just getting to know you, you know, you pay for yours, I pay for mine. Is that cool? Like, you really have to be able to conversate with folks. Like, you really got to be able to set your standards right up front with people. Then they'll know where you're coming from, so then it won't be no second guessing or guessing. Do I? Do you? You set up front. I'm asking you, so how are we paying? I got you. You got me. Oh, okay. We got half. So, yeah. But right. most guys,
and, hey,
what I found,
yep.
oh, go ahead. You guys,
yeah, go ahead.
What I found, though, is that what I found, though, most men aren't all that comfortable with the woman paying, though. They see it, they'll receive it, but they're not that comfortable. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about the people that I've encountered that, okay, so it's just like maybe it's a high bill, you know, but you don't know what their finances mm-hmm. is. Let's just say it's $100. And you look at mm-hmm. the bill and she grabs the thing, but you know it's $100. You're like, well, dang, that's $100. Let me kick in, you know, and then she ain't ask you, you know, but you insist. That's different. But she ain't ask you. So you got to be
right.
Where are you? But I know most men, because of sometimes how they was raised, that they supposed to take the bill. So they, you know, figured, oh, let me throw a tip. Let me do something. You know, that's how some people are. And some men be like, nah, boo, you ask, you got that. Run that. I'll be back. And they leave out the room. They get up and go to the bathroom, or they get up and go outside and smoke a cigarette or something. They leaving the bill right there. You got that, girl? Hey, hey, I'll meet you at the car.
You can handle this.
Get up and roll. You got to handle that. You ask me, handle that.
Right. it does irritate some men. It kind of strokes their ego a little bit. They like to seem like the man. I think it kind of goes to show how, I don't want to say timid the man is, I don't want to say shallow, but how he can be kind of influenced by what other people think. Now, this don't always apply to everybody, but sometimes I think, in my opinion, it can go by because he probably don't like it because other people are thinking he's not the man. She's bigger than him. She's stronger than him. She had to pay. But no, it takes a real man to let his woman be able to pay and feel strong and let her have that empowerment every now and then. It is to feel like a provider or whatever, take you out on your birthday and treat you, baby. No, put your money away. I'm treating you, baby. It is, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You should feel proud, bruh. You dig? Let her have that empowerment moment. You dig?
I agree.
I want to say there's a couple times I kicked in. It wasn't because, like, you know, I was trying to take away the moment or nothing, but sometimes I can go places, I can get greedy. You dig? You might say, oh, yeah, let's go get something to eat. Okay, now I don't order me a surf and turf, a bottle of wine, got me an extra little salad, got me a little cake, a little ice cream. You're like, damn, where you putting all that shit, all that thing, mob, bullshit. I'm not paying for it. And then I think about it. I didn't have to do all this. If I came by myself, I would have got me the little hot meal plate, the little special order day. Now I don't ran this bill up, $98. I might want to kick in a little something, especially when they bill only like $27. I'm like, damn. My bad.
but like I was saying, you got to expect that, though. You know, that's why you got to be prepared. Like, if you're taking someone out and you're saying, hey, I'm taking you out, in your mind, you have to say, okay, this is he's going to feel like he's special, so he's going to order like he's king. So you go, as the queen, you're going to have that extra cheddar in your pocket because you're cheating the king, you know, to his meal. You got to see it that way. You ain't taking him to no little cheap spot, so don't think it's going to be cheap. You know what I'm saying? If y'all go up to a nice spot, you better have that money ready. No matter what they order, no matter what they get, you know what you decided to do for your king at that time. If you spoil him all the way. Don't have staff.
Yeah, because Pops always said, man, if you're going to take somebody out, at least know you can afford everything on the menu so you don't have no problems. Get it, Dick? You're taking somebody out, that $159 starter plate. Oh, Lord, we got to go.
Right.
I'll make
and keep it real. she'll keep it real, be like, you know what, let's go to the house, we'll cook, that's sexy. But if y'all just stopping through, you know, she'll be like, hey, y'all want to go to the $1, $2, $3 meal? Because that's what I got right now in my pocket. You got to be for real with it. You can't be flaunting like you got it, and then your lights is off for the whole 2 months, you know, 2 weeks until you get your next check. Come on. You can't do that. You got to be honest with where your cheddar is in your pocket. And if she can't respect that, then you automatically know she's not the one for you. All she wants is the material thing. Like, you know, she should be able to be like, okay, well, let's do a picnic. Well, how much that picnic cost? Man, $20. Go get some fruit. Go get a plate. That, y'all good. But that's where your creativity comes in, you know, of how to make your mate feel special, whether you got the cheddar or you don't. But when you do ask that person out, you better have that money. You better have your portion or don't ask. Or have a secondary plan of where you go. Go to Applebee's and get that 2 for $20. You know what I'm saying? This is what we're going to do when we go up in here. There's a 2 for $20, 2 for $25, okay? We're going to go to the back of the menu. Hey. That's where we start. That's where we end.
Hey. And sometimes that's how you can start out today. Hey, won't you go get this? Do you want to go have a 2 for $20 with me? You want to go split a 2 for $20 with me? You did.
Yeah. And then she look at you like, I got my 10. You got your 10. Let's go.
Okay. So I gotta take another breather, and then when we come back, we'll go ahead and wrap up the rest of our conversation and make it do what it do on a Wet Wednesday. So check it out. Here's some new music from Tay Michelle. It's called Takes Two, featuring Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. You dig right here, Monsters Radio Live. I like how you said about the Dutch part. I think one way how you could tell somebody y'all going Dutch, just get in as soon as you get in the car, throw over some gas money. You dig? I'm just saying. Now to let a motherfucker know right off the bat. Ain't no confusion. Where is that?
Got the Rolls Royce mansion with the big gate. With a superstar, every day make a move, eh? They tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me. Married to the gang, for you I'll catch a bouquet. Only choose a Maybach for the foreplay. This another 12 play, baby, this a hell date. You an angel, I have to fly you out to L.A. I know you wanna see me, no, I ain't gon' dodge ya. On top of my pussy like I pop my collar. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her kiss all on you.
That pussy on my dinner plate, yeah. Don't you pump fake, way too quick to hesitate, yeah. Got two friends, yeah, one more make it foreplay, yeah. I got plans for you tonight, yeah. I'ma wet that pussy on fire. Drill, drill on my face. I like how that tastes. How much can you take? How much can you take?
Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on you.
The Rolls Royce mansion with a big gate. We're the superstar, yeah. Every day we make a move, eh? Oh. Tell me about you, but ain't nothing they can tell me.
Married to the game, for you I'll catch a bouquet.
Only use a Maybach for the foreplay.
This another 12 play, baby, this a hell date. You an angel, I have to fly you out to L.A. Sometimes I wanna fuck, sometimes I wanna love, yeah. Sometimes I need a babe, sometimes I need a thugger. Naked in the kitchen while I'm cooking collards. I'ma bring my best friend, let her lick all on ya.
Ain't no fun if it ain't.
Ooh,
ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh, ooh
Michelle, Jeremiah. Uh huh. Takes two. Oh, Wave Music. Don't forget, tune in to our 24-hour station, MonsterUSRadio.com. You can listen to our music over there, whatever you want. It's probably one of the only radio stations online with the roar that you can fast forward or rewind the track. You find something you like, you can rewind it. Something you don't like, fast forward that sucker. Get it up out of there. You dig? That's at MonsterUSRadio.com. All you got to do is push our little play button for our playlist, and you can get it in. No pun intended. So I looks like one of our other listeners says looks like we were right. She should have paid. Looks like she also said that she would actually do it out, but she's not putting out on the first night. Okay, that's what's up. Well, I'm gonna say from a guy standpoint, if a lady asks us out on a date, we really, honestly, truthfully, we expect ourselves to put out. Boop! I'm going to keep it 100. I hope y'all didn't think I was going to lie to you. I'm just going to keep it real with you. It is what it is. That's just how we get down. So, yeah, I'm just going to keep it 100 with y'all. So, you want to chime on that? I mean, do you expect somebody to put out if you ask them out? Okay, we already know it's going to be your boyfriend, but...
you know what? I'm like this, wherever the mood takes you. Like, if it takes you down that road, I'm like, let's get it. For real. You know, we can put the icing on the cake. Heck yeah. But if it don't, that's cool, too. I'm not going front. If I just meet you and the chemistry's there and we know we're going to do it again another time, man, I mean, do what you do. Is it required? No, but if the chemistry and the date went hot, heck yeah, let's go.
Right. That little pause, it sounds like you had a little moment. I'm just saying, I'm not in your business. I'm just saying. We ain't got much time left. You know, here's one thing I think that we could talk about next week. I was going to bring it up tonight in the entertainment news because, you know, we're trying to keep up with the current sexy events as well. I've seen a thing, and I know y'all seen the stuff about the sex dolls, right? I know y'all seen about that. They got the pocket pussies, but apparently the full-fledged doll is back in full effect, like back in the 70s. So, you know, that's a big thing in the news, and we could talk about that. But the main thing I want to talk about is now they got sex robots. Y'all heard of sex dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about sex robots. I'm talking about a robot. A full-body, talking, touching robot. I'm just saying.
Well, it doesn't surprise me because the Jetsons told us that it was going to happen. So
that's messed up. I just don't know what that's going to feel like. I'm just saying.
That's going to be gross. But, you know, seriously, like women, here's a disclaimer, get it together because we're getting replaced by dolls and robots. I'm just saying, shut your mouth. Be that woman. We are getting replaced quickly. I'm kidding you not. I was watching on Facebook. There's this guy, like, literally having sex with this sex doll. Like, literally. Like getting it in. And all she does is just sitting there with her arm on her chest, and I'm like, getting it in. I'm like, yeah, y'all. Women, disclaimer, let's get it together. We're getting replaced by robots and dolls. Come on.
Well, y'all been using sex dolls for years now. Uh-huh. It's just y'all use live other women. It is what it is. Too soon. Oh, God. I should have said that joke. I'm going to get hate mail up the ass. No pun intended. Sorry, we got any last words before I get mad, start my way up out of here.
We have, what was it, this Sunday? 8 to 2. We have Monsters Radio. We're at the A1 Lofts from 3 to 8 for Monsters Jewelry. If you want to know where we're at, look at our Monstar page, and MONSTARZ, and you'll get all the updated information there. Come out and hang with us, take pictures with us, kick it with us, get some Monster gear. I mean, come out and let's have some fun. It's the pre-bowl, it's the Pro Bowl going down. Rep your team, rep your city, all that. Let's have some fun.
That's what's up. You just start dragging. You just start going now, now, now. Maybe I'm just winding down. I don't know. So
yeah,
right,
you
so
are.
What
you
said,
that's
come
you.
Out to Bullwinkle Sunday night. Come out and kick it with us. Also, connect with us. It's on the Monstars page on Facebook. If you want to know any more information about the things that we go to the Monstars, what is it, on Facebook. You can find us. Like the page and connect with us. You can drop your music links in there. You need to check it out. You want to get free spins, all those things. You drop your links in that group or on that page, and we going to make it happen. So, all right, y'all, on our way up out of here, like I said, they got Sex Robots, and it's unbelievable. I just don't know what that's going to be like. It's going to be unemotional. It's going to be like having sex with your ex, you know, the one that cheated on you and you don't like them no more. Ugh.
Get over it. It'll be okay. We love y'all. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Yeah.
Kisses.
Tune in next week for the conversation. Wet, wet, wet.
Come
I've been all over the world, man. I had really gave up on this, you know. I finally met a girl to do for me, though. It's crazy. It's like a dream. I think I got me one.